From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Not so fast. U.S. President Barack Obama is sounding a note of caution on whether the ceasefire in Syria will actually lead to peace talks.
But we have seen modest progress over the course of the last week or so with respect to humanitarian access to populations that are threatened. If over the next several weeks we can see some lessening of the violence that's been racking that country, then that provides us a basis to build a longer-term ceasefire.
President Obama spoke Wednesday at the White House with visiting Jordanian King Abdullah. Businessman Donald Trump has won another state in his bid to become the Republican nominee for president. Trump had a decisive victory Tuesday in the Nevada caucuses. The Taliban says it is unaware of upcoming peace talks with the Afghan government. The militants say talks will not succeed until foreign forces are completely withdrawn from the country and Islamic law is enforced there. A four-nation group working for Afghan peace has invited the Taliban and other rebel groups to participate in direct talks with the government. Talks are expected to take place in Pakistan by the first week in March. The latest results from Niger's presidential election show incumbent Mahamadou Issoufou maintaining his lead. Niger's Electoral Commission said Wednesday that Issoufou has about 37% of the vote. Opposition candidate Hama Amadou is in second. He has 22%, followed by Saini Umaru with 14%. The results include ballots from 82 of the country's 308 districts. On Tuesday, a coalition of opposition parties rejected official tallies. This is VOA News.